Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Minnesota Democrats are vowing to do whatever they can to block the mining of copper nickel near the Boundary Waters canoe area. The U.S. Senate voted to lift the 20-year ban on mining Thursday. Representative Leish Kozlowski of Duluth says they are ready to fight back and protect the BWCA.
As Minnesota state legislators, we play a key role in making sure that these leases that are going to run through the MPCA and DNR in the governor's office, that it is a hell no from Minnesota. It is a hell no from the state of Minnesota. It is a hell no from Minnesota's native people.
Republican Senator Rob Farnsworth of Hibbings said in a statement, quote, "I applaud the U.S. House and Senate for supporting the Iron Range economy. Mining isn't just an industry. Mining is a storied legacy of the range passed down through generations." The Iran War Powers Resolution nearly passed the Republican-controlled U.S. House Thursday. Minnesota Representative Ilhan Omar told members this war of choice happened without Congress or a plan for peace.
"We are already seeing thousands of civilians killed and wounded in Iran and in Lebanon. American service members lost millions, forced from their homes with nowhere to go. This is what war looks like, and it's only the beginning."
The resolution failed on a 214-213 vote. Minnesota hemp growers have less than 2 weeks remaining to apply for a 2026 license. The Minnesota Department of Agriculture's Katie Mutchler says the numbers are way down this year.
"So far, we only have 30 licensees or applicants for a 2026 license. So we are very low, but we are probably looking at least another 20 people applying. I'm thinking it will probably be roughly around 50.
There were 84 licensed hemp growers last year. Experts at the University of Minnesota are offering tips on how to handle stress in April, which is Stress Awareness Month. U of M Dr. Christine Danner.
"Sometimes our stress might be related to something that we actually have some control over. Have we overcommitted? Do we have a hard time saying no? Have we procrastinated and put something off? And so now we're scrambling to do it at the last minute. So sometimes paying attention to our stress allows us to make a change."
Dr. Danner says stress isn't all bad and can be a great teacher for changes you need to make in life. And Minnesota Lynx all-star forward Nafisa Collier is signing a one-year, $1.4 million Supermax contract with the team. Collier averaged a career-high 22.9 points and 7.3 rebounds per game last season. Coach Cheryl Reeve said Fee is hungry to position the Lynx for a championship run in 2026. She's still recovering from off-season ankle surgery. This is MNN.